Two runners from Kenya have won the Boston Marathon, Jeffrey Karui and Edna Kiplagat. It was a great day for members of the state's Kenyan community, some of whom were at the finish line. WBUR's Simone Rios was there too.
The runners are still miles from the finish line, but these Kenyans have a good feeling about what's to come.
Okay, it's looking good so far.
Yeah, I'm feeling positive about this.
Harrison Maina of Malden heads the New England Kenyan Welfare Association.
Marathon and running is a very huge sport in Kenya, very popular. And it's associated with people who are back in the village. The easiest way, one of the easiest ways to make money, break it into big time money, would be running and winning a marathon.
And historically, Kenyans have dominated the Boston Marathon. Over the last two decades, 14 Kenyans have won the men's race, and 13 have won the women's side. But Ethiopians have been more successful in recent years.
Looks like they're giving the Ethiopians a run for their money. Yeah,
those are the ones to beat, the Ethiopians.
The Ethiopians are the guys to beat.
For many of the state's roughly 5,500 Kenyans, seeing their compatriots rule one of the most important sporting events in Boston is a huge thrill.
They have come all the way from Africa, so we have to come and support them.
That's Penny Waweru, who's come from Lowell to see the marathon for the last 5 years. She's part of a group of Kenyans who take in the race at the intersection of Exeter and Boylston Street. Some feel their presence is vital to those running the race.
We are determined to come so that we can give them courage and we motivate them so that they can continue.
Many Kenyans grow up running. One of them is Frank Givinji, also from Lowell.
Every morning, every evening, you go to school running. So it's like something which is inborn to us. So now participating in such an international sports, it's such an honor too.
This group of fans waves the Kenyan flag and poses for pictures as the elite runners head for the finish. First, it was 37-year-old Edna Kiplagat, who crossed the finish line almost a minute ahead of her closest competitor. About a half hour later, 24-year-old Joffrey Kirui finished with 21 seconds to spare.
Go Kenya!
Moses Mavenge came to the race in a brilliant dashiki.
I feel like a Kenyan, proud to be a Kenyan today. All the time, but I feel elated.
It's a pride he says he feels every day, but today he's elated. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.